All of you being in the name of our Master Jesus. How is
life?
Greet for me your neighbor. And we wish them a wonderful moment. Praise Jesus so much. Wish them a one moment.
Pray that
Holy Spirit adds on them understanding.
That
He adds them the counsel of God. That He adds them knowledge. That He gives them power to overcome. Praise Jesus. Tell them not to worry. If there are any troubles, God is in charge.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Tell
them the worrying, it kills a foolish person. And no one there worries, and they take away their problems. But when they hand them over to God, God is able to handle all. For he promised, and nothing is hard before him. Praise Jesus. Yet he who promised is faithful. Let's count him to be faithful all days.
Because
you will never give anyone who doubts. You take away any doubt, and you see how God works. You will not give any person he who doubts. You may, having believed every day what God says, and you feel nothing is impossible with God, yet you reach a time and you doubt that. Anytime you doubt that, Bible says that He will never give you what double, who have double thoughts. And you are right there doubting. You cannot there provide for you until you have taken away any doubt.
Amen.
Amen.
So
now let's pray so much God takes away doubting in us, that we can do things which are fulfilled to the glory of God. He too will appear to us. Amen. We thank God for the good moment He has given us to continue to get to understand Him and to know Him, together with revealing Him to others. Praise Jesus. Because that is what is required of us to do. Bible says that they who have understanding, they will draw many to understanding. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Let's proceed on. You know, Satan has many schemes. And if you don't see him, he can
pack
through your wisdom and makes you foolish. And you see that you are waiting for an extension. Now, hasn't it worked?
Yes,
praise Jesus. You don't just sit there and say that has many schemes. You have to be thinking.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, that too is done.
We
would have been there waiting.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, we thank God. We shall expect to overcome, and we must reach knowledge to all the world in the name of Jesus. Praise Jesus so much. We thank God for the good moments given us by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa. We love you so much in the name of our Master Jesus. We pray to God that helps whoever hears the words of the kingdom, that they may reach in the kingdom of heaven. In all, that is the most important thing. We pray for every person that they can get what they need for life, but most especially what they most need in this life is that they have the kingdom of heaven. We are proceeding to see the schemes of this devil. These schemes of the devil against God and against His church. And we are seeing the Spirit of God and His works of righteousness. And we are also seeing the Spirit of Satan and His works of unrighteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, as we proceed on, we reached at seeing the way the miracles of the devils. How they do and perform them, bringing darkness in people, that they may not see what is coming from behind. Yet from behind comes the number 666, or the seal of the devil. They always call it the seal of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
it's moved, being engraved on people's spirits. And if you have it, the kingdom of God, you cannot there enter it. They have to cast you in the lake of fire after hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But
we pray so much, God, that reveals to us so much this word, that we continue to understand them and to know the way we shall run from the schemes of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the schemes of the devil, everything he finishes with is to destroy your soul. For you are the one who has made it get lost. For God says, what does it profit you in the entire world and you forfeit your soul? But in you forfeiting your soul, it involves the schemes of the devil. He makes plans and schemes for you and you forfeit your own soul. Now, as if he puts for you ways which are going to pervert you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we thank for the light of the word of God, which is helping us right now to lighten for us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
continue to discover it, that there is also a seal of God.
And
only they with the seal of God, they are the ones who can enter His kingdom, and they are the ones who can be saved.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now we got to understand that the seal of the devil, when it is working, it works through darkness of ignorance. Yet he, God, he wants to work through knowledge. Praise Jesus. And when he is sealing his people and is putting his seal upon them, it passes through knowledge
and
through the light of the gospel.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
is why the miracles of God, they follow the gospel of the kingdom of God. But we discovered that in the gospel God, after we get to hear it, the Spirit keeps on sealing you and to engrave on us the seal of God. But in the miracles of the devil and their teaching, it involves you being engraved by the seal of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
we are continuing to see the way they work through darkness. How Satan works through darkness in ignorance of the people, and they are destroyed through that. This is what happens when Master warning us, and
he speaks
in Hosea 4:6.
Okay.
Let's begin from Hosea 4 from verse 1. Let's pass through quickly. Praise Jesus. Let's go there in Hosea and continue to see.
Hosea esura ya kuna olunyiri olusoka.
Hosea 4 from verse 1.
Muulire ekigambo kya Mukama, mwe abaana ba Isirayiri. Kubanga Mukama alina empaka n'abo abali mu nsi. Kubanga tewali mazima newankubadde okusaasira newankubadde okumanya Katonda mu nsi.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Katonda afune mpaka
na God gets a charge with the people in the world because there is no knowledge and even truth has ceased to be.
Kati,
anytime knowledge ceases to be, bakola nnyo. The devils work so much.
Kubanga bakolera nnyo mu butamanya.
For they work so much out of ignorance.
Kubanga tewali musana
gwa kumanya nakutegeera. When there is no light, which is going to lighten that for them.
Kyovola mukama wafu Yesu.
That is why our Master Jesus.
Matayo 28.
In Matthew 28. 18 and 19.
Agamba.
He says. That have been given authority in heaven and earth.
Kale mugende mufura manga
gona. Now go make all nations disciples.
Obatize bayingire muri nyira
kitafu. Baptize them in the name of the Father.
Mwana no mwemutu.
The Son and the Holy Spirit.
Lwaki kyogerwa bwechi?
Why is it spoken like that? That all can be disciples and all of them have knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is why our Master explains that these words commit them to the faithful people. They will be able to spread them to others. You cannot spread something to another which you have no knowledge about. Now the devils, what they did, and they created a generation of followers, and now church, we are followers and we know nothing of anything. That was created when it was intended. They were fighting the light out of the people, the light of knowledge, and they brought darkness, that they can do things and you cannot inquire about them. You cannot complain about anything, but you have to just accept. They left you like four words to you. Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Those are the words you remained with.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. They left you with a countable word. You say amen. You say yes. You say hallelujah. That is what they left to you. And you're within there, and that's all you answer. There is nothing like questioning. There is nothing like continuing to search out.
And
that's why when you have studied, where he has ended, that's where you end. But we learned last time that the whole spirit is right. The anointing upon you of the Holy Spirit, it continues to teach you and to reveal to you. You don't just end where you've been taught. You continuously get deeper into understanding. Now our Master explains and says that where knowledge ceases to be, these people are destroyed. Praise Jesus. Verse 6, Hosea 4:6.
Koseya nya olunyirirwa mukaga abantu bange bazikiridde olw'okubulwa okumanya kubanga oganye okumanya nange ndikugaana ggwe olemenga okubeera kabona gyendi.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All these people, they are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now this knowledge, it is true light, which lightens to people on what is done, whether they are of God or they are not of God. Now what they did, that the other number can work in secret, the 666, they decided whatever you do, you shouldn't know it. Whether the power working miracles, you shouldn't know of it. You just see power. But Apostle Paul, when he was in the office of the Holy Spirit, he said, I want to know, even to the resurrection of our Master Jesus, that I even know of the power which raised him. Praise Jesus. You must reach into total knowledge onto everything which is being done. If you don't know in a church, another spirit can come within it, and you don't know the Spirit of the Lord, even that which is not of his. Now what God did to take away this darkness through which they operate, he commanded the light of knowledge to lighten people. Praise Jesus. That is why we heard in Ephesians, we heard that they rule within the darkness of this world, and their works are done within darkness. That darkness is not like a physical darkness of the night
here,
but it's put upon right from an infant, and they capture them right when they are in the womb, and they grow when they have no knowledge, and they tell them that God is very hard to understand. Even the things of God are confusing, that they can work all their works, as we heard in Ephesians. Ephesians 6:12.
Befese sura ya mukaga olunyirirwa 12. Kubanga tetumeggana na musayi na mubiri. Wabula n'aba amasaza n'aba obuyinza n'abafuga ensi ab'omu kizikiza kino n'emyoyo egy'obubi mu bifo ebya waggulu.
Ekigambo ekiku kye tukyatunulidde
wano. Abafuga
ab'omu kizikiza
kino.
Sitaani yanyumirwa nnyo okubeera nga abakuumidde mu butamanya.
Satan enjoys keeping people in ignorance.
Era mu butamanya.
And in ignorance.
Akola emirimu gye.
He works his works.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Yamanya nti singa kanisa yongera okuba mukumanya.
He knew that if church continues to be knowledge.
Tajja sobola kola mu mirimu.
He would not be able to work his works within it.
Nakula obukodyo.
And he made his tricks.
Najjawo okuyigirizibwa mu kanisa.
And he took away teaching within the church.
Nateeka Bible college ezigiriza byayagala.
He had Bible colleges which teach what he wants.
Era Bible ezogerako.
And the Bible speaks of them so much.
Tibaliye kunganyiza abayigiriza.
That they will gather themselves teachers.
Abayigirizanga okwegomba kwa
mukuli. They will teach as the desires are.
Kati babatendekereyo.
Now they are trained out there.
Ne baddanga ekyo kye babagambye kye balina okuleeta.
And they come when what they have been told is what they can drink.
Era tebasobola kuwa katuti.
And they cannot give you a pulpit.
Bw'ogamba nti omwoyo yakutuma.
When you say the Spirit has sent you.
Ekyo kiba kizibu ebiseera.
It's very hard many times. You must have a letter of recommendation which proves that you studied in the Bible college to be able to come and speak on their pulpits. Praise Jesus. Now God also commands that the light of the gospel let it be able to shine. And he says that we will be in that light. We can see everything moving on. And it eases us to take out his number 666 whether it is working. But remember, as we see that number, we must also see the seal of God. For the number 666, it is the seal of the devil. Praise Jesus. Here we also have the one of God we see. Praise Jesus. Now two things that you can separate them. We got to understand very well that the Spirit of God gives us the seal of God. And the Spirit of Satan also works on the seal of the devil. That is what we are looking on right now. As we see the Spirit of the Lord and his works of righteousness and the Spirit of the devil and his works of unrighteousness. Praise Jesus so much. Now we are proceeding on to see. Let's go to
2 Corinthians.
2 Corinthians chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter
4.
Second Corinthians 4 from verse 1.
Kale kubanga tulina okuweereza okwo nga bwe tusaasirwa tetuddirira naye twegaana ebyensonyi ebikisibwa nga tetutambulira mu bukuusa so tetukyamya kigambo kya Katonda naye olw'okulabisa amazima nga twetendereza eri omwoyo gwa buli muntu mu maaso ga Katonda.
Tetwagala kulekayo kintu kyonna.
We don't want to leave out anything which is distorted and which is sacred to twist the word of God. But we want to bring out everything. And we put it before people. And we commend ourselves before God. That what we do, they themselves are into light.
Akolinsa ekyokubiri, esula ya kuna olunyiriri lwa kusatu. Naye okubikibwako obanga enjiri yaffe ebikibwako mwabo ababula Katonda ow'emirembe gino beyaziba amaaso g'amagezi gaabwe abatakkiriza omusana gw'enjiri ey'ekitiibwa ekya Kristo oyo ky'ekifaananyi kya Katonda gulemenga okubaakira.
Praise Jesus. That the God of this generation, you know, you may be calling God every day, but I don't know which God you are calling. For there is the God of this age, and they sing songs for him. This generation is for Jesus. That is the Jesus of those generations. But the right Jesus, all generations are his. He was, he is, and he is going to be. He has no generation to give him. Some of the songs which are sung, they are not of the right Jesus. How can you sing a song saying that this generation is for Jesus? What about the past generations? They were for who? The one which is coming is going for who?
kati gobera osanyuka kunyimba ezi.
Now you are getting happy on some of the songs you sang, but you don't know in them is full of darkness, and there is the God of this age, even his gospel, that is Satan. He blinded people's eyes. He did like this. The God of this age, even the gospel of this age. When you preach the gospel like what we preach today, they will tell you that is not of the generation. Truly, this gospel is not of this age. The gospel has been all days. It is and it will be. We don't preach the gospel of the God of this age. We preach the gospel of the God of all generations, who he was, who is going to be, and he is.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But not coming that the gospel of the generation. Just as you see people today, how they follow gospels of the ages, but they have that God of the age, the one who appears for those seasons. We speak of Satan. He who blinds their eyes. That is generation existing without understanding. For the things Satan is going to be doing, if you dare get to understand them, you are going to be running away. Now what he does, he has to keep you in three words. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Who has heard it to say amen? That is what you are in. Who has heard it to say hallelujah? There is nothing you speak beyond that. You clap for Jesus with mighty hand clap. Things like that. Situations are like that. Now what is beyond that, you shouldn't ask it. This government is a very terrorist government. It's like a church, but this church, it is governed by the evil, the devil. They must reign over you through darkness of ignorance. Praise Jesus. Now God, he says like this in verse 6.
2 Corinthians 4:6. Kubanga Katonda yeyayogera nti omusana guli akamukizikiza eyayaka mu mitima gyaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okutegeera ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
Nti Katonda mwennyini,
that God himself,
yalagira omusana
is the one who commanded this light to shine in the hearts of people.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Kati Katonda mwennyini bw'amala okulagira,
now after God himself commands,
kale mugende mufulama nga bonna abayigirizwa,
come make all nations disciples,
lwaki ffe tusazaamu ne tubafuula
abagoberezi? Why do we cancel and we make them followers? And what surprises most, this making people followers, then taking the light out from them, it breaks the command of God, and it has taken many days moving. Satan himself,
he
put it in the hearts of the one serving him to do like this, and he make them grow proud, and they too want to be the ones going, yet what they claim, no, they don't know. For they too have never been taught by the Spirit of the Lord. Verse 7.
2 Corinthians 4:7. So say if
yes,
praise Jesus. That this treasure of knowledge, of the light, of knowledge of God, we have them in these treasures of clay. Don't wait to get knowledge when you are out of the body. You must know within the body.
And
when you say you want eternal life, Bible explains in John 17, verse 3, that eternal life is to know the one true God and Christ Jesus is sent. Now eternal life, you must get it right from here. It is the knowledge you're hearing about. You hold it when you are in the jar of clay. The light taking you where you're going, you see it clearly. What they first did, when religions were coming, they first took away where you came from and where you go back. You don't know heaven. You don't know even the world where you are. When you get from here, you don't know where you're going. That is what was first taken from you. Now they brought these ones for you.
wazalibwa ku kyalo kyejini.
You were born in the village of the other place unto the man this so in the clan of so and so. Religions emphasized so much of the things and they made you forget where you came from. When we reached salvation, as if we had been we are being lightened to see where we came from and where we go back, but it all also lacked. We too began to say, they are going to bury me in hell. A born again gets saved, and what they first worry about, where are they going to be buried? And even fear that when they are chased from the clan, they never know that they entered the holy people, that he came from the holy priesthood. When you get saved, you have come back from the clan where you came from, the holy clan of God, which is made up of the 24 elders. Praise Jesus. Now all this light was taken away, and what they most did in salvation, it is to look for the gospel of the world. How are you going to make it? How are you going to drive a car? How are you going to get a house? Even the one you see as if they speak truth, they too, the darkness of their forefathers is troubling them. You still see they don't go beyond that, as if they're fighting to get out of darkness, but they don't reach totally into knowledge. And the Bible speaks of them so much that they always learn, but they don't reach into knowledge. But Satan is fighting that a person shouldn't get total knowledge. If at least they have escaped and they have got to know something, I am going to lock them to pretend to know everything. You know that too is a scheme. You know a little and don't want to grow more into knowledge, and it blocks you from there. All your life you have to appear when you continue to know.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Not to enter into this captivity. And God is waiting for one thing,
that
this knowledge can come out of our hearts to spread into all nations or to redeem the many.
2
Corinthians chapter 2
verse 14,
tugenze
kulunyirirwa 14, ngatumanyi ngoyo eyazukiza mukama waffe Yesu era naffe alitizukiza wamu ne Yesu.
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14,
naye Katonda yeebazibwe atutwala bulijjo ngaba wangulwa mu Kristo. Natubikuza evumbe eryokumutegeera ye mu buli kifo.
Praise Jesus. That when the apostles were beginning the mission, their victory was in revealing the fragrance of knowledge, and in every place the aroma was smelling. Now the people of God, that they can run from the other darkness and that they can be saved from the seal of the devil,
with
through darkness working. Now the fragrance of knowledge, when it began to smell everywhere in the season, but what followed there?
Satan
knew that if it proceeds like that,
a few
elects are going to be grabbed. But remember this, that our master says that if it's possible, even the elects will be grabbed. How can this happen? It comes from lacking knowledge. He knew Satan that if he takes away knowledge, even the elects will get some of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now he, God, had begun this progress of knowledge you hear about, that it can smell everywhere. The one of knowledge or of God, that he can feel and hear it, and they can be lightened through it, and that they can see the schemes of the devil, that they can be saved. What the devil did,
the
church was beaten and knowledge taken out. You can fellowship all your 30 years, yet there's nothing you've gotten into total knowledge.
Not saying that you
read hell and you go to understand it. No. But you just hear it in the church spoken of. Hell is there. And who leads it?
Satan.
Is it true born again? You see, those things are happening. Not in our salvation. This began from religion. And they fellowship every day, but they never get to know. There's nothing right they know that it is this. You can ask them who is the Holy Spirit. And they don't know him. They cannot even explain him. What Satan did is this. That even when you fellowship, you fellowship, but learning is not there. You can find a baptism in the water many times. But ask
a
boy again with the right baptism. He too, he doesn't know. And he has never learned it. Born again, how about the heaven? How is it? Heaven. It is up there. Don't you see that up? How can you go there? I pass through Jesus and I reach heaven. Everything they speak there on the surface, they cannot explain it. And when you ask them what body goes to heaven, body, the body which goes to heaven, it's the body. They get me out of this body and they have a body to go to heaven. They cannot explain it.
And
you fellowship has no understanding. What you do is one. You shout hallelujah. You say amen. To lift chairs and you raise them up. That's what he did to the church. The Bible complains that they fellowship every day they learn, but they don't enter total knowledge. When you ask them where they came from,
me,
I came from my mother's womb. That is the born again. You come from your mother's womb. Where are you going to go back? I will go to heaven. Where you never came, you are going back there. Why did you go back to your mother's womb? But scriptures are there showing where we came from. How do we come in this body? And where would we get out of it?
But
nothing of learning exists. That ended on the apostles and even the generation which followed them. The one you hear of the dark ages. What followed this? Not knowledge. They fought knowledge and it is wrong. And if the salvation arose again, they never allowed them to enter the light of knowledge. For if they could dare to know, they would be very hard. Praise Jesus. Now what they did, and they kept the church and there is no knowledge. And we got happy to be followers. Jesus chased all followers. If you don't remember it very well, I don't know. Matthew 6, John 6, 25-63. You will read it yourself. Many followed him, yet they had no knowledge. And they wanted bread from him and miracles. When he reached, he told them, work for the food which reaches eternal life. And they told him, give us of that food. He told them, now you're going to eat of my body and you drink of my blood. All of them ran away from him, except the disciples remained. When they remained, and he explained to them, and he told them, no, you are not going to eat of me, not even to drink me. But the words I've said unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You accept what I tell you. The disciples always remain and get to understand what does he mean in what he speaks. But the followers, they are there to say hallelujah, amen. What they have understood or not understood.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That generation was created and they are calculating one thing.
3, 4, 6
to be able to work. Passing through the spirit of the devil. For you cannot even search and check out. You cannot check out when you have no knowledge. Now this was the command of lighting the light everywhere. That is Matthew 28:19. Make all nations disciples. That is the command which says let light shine in every place. 2 Corinthians.
Kubanga tuli ivumbe eddungi erya Kristo eri Katonda mwabo abalokoka ne mwabo ababula.
Nti ffe bwe tuba eri Kristo
nga
tuvaamu evvumbe ly'okumanya.
Out of us comes the aroma of knowledge and fragrance.
Tubeera vvumbe.
We are an aroma
eri abalokoka
until they were saved
n'ababula
and they were perishing.
The one who perishes
gets to know that I'm totally getting lost.
Even
the one going in salvation, who in heaven, they see that they are going there. When knowledge comes in the world,
a
person cannot get lost because they don't know.
Others
are going to get lost when they know that I'm getting lost.
And
you see it when you know that I am sinning. For the light is there to light into you everything. Bible says, Matthew 3:16-22, that the light came in the world, and people loved darkness more than the light, because their works were evil, of not of light.
They are
going to see that this is the light. This is the truth. And they will refuse it. Because
they deceived
themselves, they spoke light, yet they are in darkness. But they put big ladders for themselves. Others have big names.
His
Lordship, the Bishop.
Inspector General, Pastor 1. Prophet General. Most right reverend.
The most right reverend.
But
the most right doesn't know even heaven. Another is a priest. They don't know even of heaven. And you ask them, where did you become a priest, a father? Now things are here on the world. But
number
666 as it works. What the first thing is to wipe out knowledge from people. You have no knowledge, and you shouldn't ask or question. They tell you and you just shout hallelujah, amen, and you go home. And
they
cease to take all understanding from you and they say, you shouldn't search out so much the things of the Bible they confuse. Now you keep your Bible. And you wait when you come back and they will deceive you again.
2 Corinthians 2:16.
To they who are getting lost. When the light of knowledge comes, we are an aroma which comes from death, and we are bringing death to them. And people who are like that, when we preach the gospel, they see that you're speaking of their sins. Even when you don't speak so much of them, they can come out and begin to riot. Why do you speak so much of us? If it's one of the pastors, he can say, you abuse pastors, you are abusing us, but you have not spoken anyone's name. And you tell religious people, and one arises and quarrels and sins. Why do you abuse and scorn our religions? Yet you have not abused them yet. As a pastor, but to speak what is done there. Now we are an aroma of death unto they who are lost. As we show them where hell is, and we show them that to be melted in the lake of fire.
Second Corinthians 2:16.
But to them are saved, we are fragrance from life and bring life to them. 2 Corinthians 2:17.
abatabanguzi b'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Nti tetulinga bali abasinga
obungi. We are not like the majority of them.
Abatabangula ekigambo kya
Katonda. Who feather the word of God.
Kuba oli ne bwatoola mbutuzi
n'ayongera. When someone just sits within it and misquotes it, they are peddling the word.
Akuleta kizikiza mu maaso.
And they are bringing darkness in your eyes of the physical and the spiritual.
Wawula tugenda siganga tukola
bwe. But we are going to remain doing this.
Mara yolunyiriryo.
You finish that verse.
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri esula yakuyonyira 17.
2 Corinthians 2:17.
Kubanga tetulinga bali abasinga obungi abatabanguzi b'ekigambo kya Katonda, naye olw'amazima, naye olwa Katonda, mu maaso ga Katonda bwe tutyo bwe twogera mu Kristo.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Naye olw'amazima,
but because of truth,
naye ku lwa Katonda,
and for God,
mu maaso ga Kristo Yesu,
for Christ Jesus,
bwe twogera bwe tutyo,
we speak like that.
Kati omusana guno,
now this light,
ogw'okumanyira ddala,
knowledge of God,
gwali gwatubikulira ddala,
it was to reveal to us
totally
the schemes of the devil,
ne buli kyakola,
and whatever he does,
ng'ayita mu mwoyo gwe,
passing through his spirit,
Jezebel. Okusinziira ku Batesalonika kisooka sura ya
4. According to 1 Thessalonians 5.
Batesalonika ekisooka esula ey'okutaano olunyiriri
twandika n'olusooka.
Batesalonika ekisooka esula ey'okutaano olunyiriri olusooka.
Thessalonians 5:1.
Naye ebyentuuko n'ebiro abooluganda temwetaaga kubiwandiikibwa, kubanga mwekka mumanyidde ddala ng'olunaku lwa Mukama waffe lujja mubbi ekiro bwe lutyo. Bwe balibanga boogera nti mirembe, siwali kabi, okuzuukiza kw'amangu ne kulyoka kubajjira, n'okulumwa bwe kujjira omukazi ali olubuto, so tebaliwona n'akatono. Naye mmwe abooluganda temuli mu kizikiza olunaku luli okubasisinkaniriza ng'omubbi.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Tuli mu kizikiza.
We are not in darkness.
Olunaku luli olwa Mukama waffe,
the other day of the Lord,
lyoke lujje nga tetulaba.
That come on and don't sing.
Omuntu yenna ng'ali musana gw'okumanya,
and a person under the light of knowledge,
asobola okulaba obubonero Mukama waffe Yesu bwe yayogerako.
They can see the sign our Master Jesus spoke of.
Okusinziira ku
Matayo 24.
Bwe yayogera ku bannabbi
b'obulimba, spoke of the false prophets,
bakristo ab'obulimba,
the false Christs,
bwe yayogera ku njiri
endala, spoke of another gospel,
n'omwoyo omulala
okulijja mu another spirit will come in the people.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Nti bwe tubeera mu musana gw'okumanya,
and in the light of knowledge,
kiba kyangu okubitegeera.
It is easy to understand them.
Kati kye yakola.
Now what Satan did,
obutasobola kutegeera bino
byonna, not to be able to understand all this,
okumanya yakuggyawo.
He wiped knowledge away.
Era buli enzikiriza efubutukayo,
and every belief which comes out,
Yesu okufuula abantu be bagoberezi,
what if his followers,
gali makomera ga Satan,
the others are prisons of the devil,
mwasibidde abantu,
through which he imprisons people,
natabata kudda mu nsi
yewa, and never lets them to go to their own country back.
Nsi yewa ffe mu ggulu,
our own country is in heaven.
But amadini gano ge mulaba,
now the religions you see on the world,
n'enzikiriza ezo ge mulaba,
even the beliefs you see,
n'obulokole obw'ekiwani,
even the salvation which is false,
gonna makomera ga
Satan, all of them are prisons of the devil.
Kasanga teri omusana
gwa ku, as long as there is no knowledge of light of knowledge, you know you've entered a prison.
Teri komera libera mu musana,
no prison where you find light.
Wali komera limu omusana,
there prison with light,
era abasibire mu kizikiza,
and they imprison you within darkness.
Teri kutambula nyo,
there is nothing like moving so much,
unajizanya kumanya bigena
mu maso, search out what is moving on.
Bulabe bakusibira
awa, when you see you be imprisoned in some place,
kunonya kumanya,
there is no searching knowledge,
umanyira wo yingire komera,
you know you enter the prison of Satan.
Nawo kumanya oko kwe
ogera, even that knowledge you speak of,
okwe kumanya Katonda,
is of knowing God.
Atuyongerea
Thessalonica ekisoka esula ya 5, tugenze kulonyirirwa 5.
1 Thessalonians 5:5.
Kubanga mwe mwenna muli bana ba kutangala, era muli bana ba musana, temuli ba kiro ne wankubadde ab'ekizikiza. Kale nno tulemenga okwebaka ng'abalala, naye tutunuulire tulemenga okutamiira, kubanga abeebaka beebaka kiro n'abatamiira batamiira kiro. Olunyiriri olw'8. Naye ffe kubanga tuli ba musana, tulemenga okutamiira nga twambadde eky'omu kifuba eky'okukkiriza n'okwagala, n'enkofiira essuubi ly'obulokozi. Kubanga ffe Katonda teyatuteekerawo busungu, wabula okuweebwa obulokozi ku bwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Amina.
Praise.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tetuli bana ba kizikiza.
We are not children of the wrath of God.
Tuli ba musana.
We are of the light.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era abibaka beebaka kiro.
And they who sleep in the night, That night, it happens when there is no knowledge. And even when the word of God is not there, and people sleep in spirit. Praise Jesus. And they think it's peace. Yet destruction falls upon them every day. Because they will fall in hell every day, they are falling there. They give it up and they think it's peace. Yet destruction is happening upon them many times. But we will keep awake. We are preparing to go back home in heaven every day. Praise Jesus. And that is the battle we are fighting. To remain awake. To remain awake. It is remain in the light of the word of God. Because he speaks. You do good to see us as a lamp. Which lightens in darkness. That what is most important, you have the word of the prophets. You do good to see it as a lamp lighting in darkness. It is to say that when we continue in the word and there is taught knowledge, we get that lamp which can lighten for us, and we know how we are going to move. Now what Satan did, that number of his 666 to work, to take away the light of knowledge. For in the light of knowledge, the seal of God is made. Praise Jesus. Through the light of knowledge, you get the seal of God. Praise Jesus. So much. We are going to continue to see it. The start of it here. We will proceed to see the one of Satan. Praise Jesus. According to Revelation 13, all people who are going to get problems and they who already got it, I speak of the ones in hell, even they will be found on this earth and they have not gotten the seal of God. Truly, hell will torment them here on earth, and they will be taken to be cast in the lake of fire. Remember, on the day of our Master Jesus, Bible shows that these men who work in hell, they are going to be released and come to work on earth. And they will drag the ones in hell to earth here, and they will meet here, they were not born in hell, and the day of the Lord found them here, and they will handle them from this earth together. In that moment, we who know God, and they will have the seal of God. Bible shows that we shall be lifted up if we meet our Master Jesus. And when they say there will be resurrection of the good and the evil, and we all come on earth here, they will separate us how? Bible shows we are going to be having the seal of God, even the others who have the seal of the devil. That is the easy separation which will happen. Praise Jesus. That is why Bible says we who shall be alive
still,
we are not the ones who shall first ascend, but our colleagues who first slept within Christ are the ones who first come and appear. When they will appear, even the ones who slept in hell, the angels of hell will drag them here. Bible to fulfill what it says, that every eye has to see him, even the ones who pierced him.
Pray
Jesus. Now we shall be leaving the others here, and we are lifted to be taken out, and they will first remain here with the angels of death, hell, and they will torment them after they will bring them for judgment. But our separation, it will be upon the seal of God, according to what is in Revelation chapter 9. When you will be found with the seal of God, you will be proven to be of God. This word, it is very important, and be very careful of it. Don't think that others who went in heaven have no seal of God. They who went in hell, they have all the seal of God. And if you are to join yourself on them, get the seal of God. All of them in hell, they all have the seal of the devil. Even you want to join on them, you too, you must get that seal. You know there are people, and when we preach them of God, they think it's a joke. Both of them exist.
And
God to put two things before you. He put life and death, and he told you choose, and he advised you that you would have chosen life. Now these two seals are existing, the one of the devil and the one of God, and they are before you every day to choose on them. In everything you do. For they will get the seal of the devil. They have the works of the devil. They will get the seal of God. They have the works of God. Revelations
9.
Let's begin from verse 1.
Malayika owokutaano n'afuuwa n'endaba emmunyeenye ng'eva mu ggulu ng'egwa ku nsi n'aweebwa ekisumuluzo eky'obunnya obutakoma
nti emmunyeenye eno n'amala n'aweebwa ekisumuluzo ky'obunnya
obutakomaeno
si munyeenye eri
gyoolengerezaono
malayika
ku
bikulura essula eyabiri
emulagamalayika
ow'obunnya
obutakomamalayika
ono omukulu
ku
bikulura 9:11mwogerako nga malayika
abadon
yesu
yeebazibwa
kakati manya kino
nti
malayika ono tatwala muntu magombe nga talina siru ya sitaani.
Doesn't take anyone to hell without the seal of the devil. And they torment all who have that seal. The other angels, the Gabriel,
Michael,
they will move on the white horses. They don't take anyone to heaven except when they have the seal of God.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
And
don't think you'll just go like that to heaven. It's not like that. You must be proven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
this angel of the bottomless pit. The people he has been tormenting in hell. In the bottomless pit. They have been having that seal. Even the ones you find here. And they don't have it. If you do not have God to hell, you get the share of hell on earth. Be very careful to
discern
the spirit of the Lord and his works of righteousness.
And
to follow the spirit of the devil and
its
works of unrighteousness. You may perhaps mind on only miracles.
You're
not minded whose spirit is working. The spirit of the Lord or the devil working out this. You just say as long as I got a miracle. But it has its reward also.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Listen
to the next verse. Revelation
9.
Verse 2.
Nasumulula obunnya obutakoma, n'omukka ne guva mu bunnya, ne gulinnya ng'omukka okw'enkoomi ennene, n'enjuba n'ebbanga ne bizikirizibwa olw'omukka ogw'obunnya.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. When the day of our master will reach in Matthew 24 from verse 29
unto 35
it shows when the master will come back the sun will stop shining even the moon. Why will they stop shining?
Because
the bottomless pit would have been opened. That's why they have told you that when he opened the bottomless pit and appeared a smoke and the stars and the moon and the sun and they ceased to shine. Why are they telling you this? This hell, which you know as the bottomless pit, is found in the kingdom of the stars and together with the sun.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now what has been in the bottomless pit, we have not been knowing it. We have not known that whoever dies here, he is taken there. And they are burned from there and they are cut in pieces and they do every tribulation and torment and
death.
They are all secret down there and they fall upon people. Everyone born with the seal of the devil. The spirit of the devil.
Now
you fellowship whatever you fellowship.
Be
very careful where you fellowship what spirit is working for there. If it is the spirit of the devil, you will never be saved with the spirit of the devil.
Revelations 9:3. Wabula abantu bokka abatalina kabonero ka Katonda ku buyenyi byabwe.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Wabula okubonyaabonya abantu bokka
only to torment thee who did not have the seal of God on their forehead.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Now,
these you see as locusts, they're not locusts. Those are angels of hell. But because their nature, they have hands like, just like we see locusts with hooks on their hooks on their hands, even on their feet. That is how they appear. And they have serpents behind them. Praise Jesus. Now these men, the angels working in
heaven,
they have been working all day. On the day of the Lord, that's when they are going to appear physically, openly, and they are working all over earth. And they are searching out every person who has no seal of God. Let's proceed on. Revelations 9:5.
Wawula okubalumira emyezi etaano n'okuluma kwazo kwalinga okuluma kw'enjaba ey'obusagwa ey'obusaga bweruma omuntu n'emu ne munnaku ezo abantu balinoonya okufa so tebali kulaba n'akatono.
Malaika w'okufa ajja kubatakula.
The angel of death will no more be working. They will be searching out for any person who has the seal of the devil and they have no one of God. Now they will never know that they are getting it now. These don't work on any person and they have no seal of the devil. They work on you to torture you when you have the seal of the devil. When you have the seal of God, they just pass
through.
That's why that day you shouldn't
fear.
There are people who fear that day that it's going to be very problematic. Because they are not safe, they have no protection. They have no seal of God.
But
these ones, they don't harm anyone with the seal of God. But if you have the seal of the devil, you cannot be safe from them. Now what the spirit of the devil did,
it
has darkness of us not knowing these things, that it can work within the darkness, and you are shouting hallelujah and you are thanking on things you never understand. Revelation 9:6.
N'ebifaananyi by'ezige byafaanana ng'embalaasi ezitegekeddwa olutalo, ne ku mitwe gyazo ng'engule ezifaanana nga zaabu, n'amaaso gaazo ng'amaaso g'abantu.
These are not locusts, you know. They are the ones, the Abaddons. They are the ones who come. They have been working all days there. Death will be thought and will no more be working in that time. You will run and pierce yourself, and you see a spear, you pierce yourself on it, and you feel the pain and you run from it when you have not died. And you run with your spear, you guide. And you get the head, you cut it off as if it's going to get off you, and it will not get off you. And you fight to bring it. You fight to bring it back on yourself. And you see a stone or a rock coming. For they say the stars will be falling. You prepare where a rock will be coming to hit you, and it will hit you to die. It will hit you, and you put yourself down, and you will not die. And you cry under the rock. And the wind will come to blow it off you, and you will run. And what is so threatening? That this will do this, and the angels of hell too are working. He finds you and he hooks you and he drugs you. You have to be very careful concerning the seal of God and one of the devil. These are things which are not spoken of, but they are the things which are separating us. To prove who is the one of God and who is not of God. The one serving God who never serves God. God is not there. Let's just choose you like that. He must put a sign upon you which will prove you. That is why he told you
that
only they were led by the Spirit of the Lord. They are the children of God. Spirit is the one who engraves the seal upon you. You cannot have him and never give you the seal.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now you think to be a child of God.
And
you have no seal of the Holy Spirit.
Woe
unto you. Because you will not be saved no matter how long. That he determined it.
And
you may think God is quiet. But he's working. His spirit is working.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now because of that, it's required of us to have the seal of God. How does that look? Let's see of the seal. And let's hold ourselves so much on the Holy Spirit that he can help us. It's required of us to yearn for him that he can save us. Because without him, we cannot. Matthew 17. First one down.
Matayo sura ya 17 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Matthew 17 from verse 1.
Ennaku omukaaga bwe zaayitawo, Yesu n'atwala Peetero ne Yakobo ne Yokaana muganda we n'abalinnyisa ku lusozi oluwanvu bokka n'afuusibwa mu maaso gaabwe. Amaaso ge ne gamasaamasa ng'enjuba, ebyambalo bye ne bitukula ng'omusana. Laba, Musa ne Eriya ne balabikira nga boogera naye. Peetero n'addamu n'agamba Yesu nti, Mukama wange, kirungi ffe okubeera wano, bw'oyagala n'azimba wa nsiisira ssatu, emu yiyo n'endala ya Musa n'endala ya Eriya.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
have seen our Master Jesus. And he has the seal of God in the forehead. And
he
is shining on the forehead. There is the light which is coming from the forehead. But he explained in John. And he said, because God has sealed him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We are
going to be looking on it very well. That which was shining in the forehead, it is the Holy Spirit himself. And the light which is full.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And you must have that seal.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Another
man who appeared with this seal in the forehead. Let's see of Moses. Exodus
35.
From verse 29. Unto 35.
Okay.
Exodus
34. 29. Awo olwatuuka Musa bwe yakka okuva ku lusozi Sinaayi, ebipande bibiri eby'obujulirwa nga biri mu ngalo za Musa. Bwe yakka okuva ku lusozi, Musa n'atamanya ng'omubiri gw'amaaso ge gumasaamasa olw'okwogera naye.
When he
went before God,
and
after being revealed all things of the heavens, as we had in Hebrews 8, from verse 5 to 6, that Moses saw images of things in heaven, and he was taught, do all things just as we've been shown in heaven. Praise Jesus. He came out when he was radiant for his shining. And
they
said, if you be found without a seal of God on your forehead, you must be cast in hell. When you be found on the day of the Lord, and hell assist work, you will find the angels who have been working there on earth, and they will bring you in the Jerusalem city of heaven on the day of judgment to be cast in the lake of fire to be melted. That is why Revelation 20 verse 11 to 15, Bible says, and hell brought its death, even death brought its death, even the lake, whom we know are the nations, clans and languages. So they have to gather you there after the other 5 months of the tribulations on this earth. When hell will work, These men who are working in hell, they will get out and work on earth for 5 months. But those 5 months, we cannot calculate them in our wisdom. For one day before God, it's like 1,000 years before God. If it is before God, it can take some time. Praise Jesus. It can take some time. And to him, he counts the 5 months. They can spend some long time on earth. Praise Jesus. But as always, like that, what we must get strengthened on, it is to hold on the Spirit of the Lord, that we may be sealed with the seal of God, that we can appear to inherit the kingdom of God. Praise Jesus. That we can reach to our Father.
Exodus
34:30.
Aloni n'abaana ba Isirayiri bwe baalaba Musa, laba omubiri gw'amaaso ge ne gumasaamasa, ne batya okumusemberera. Musa n'abayita, Aloni n'abakulu bonna ab'ekibiina ne badda gy'ali. Musa n'ayogera nabo. Oluvannyuma abaana bonna aba Isirayiri ne basembera. Abalangira bonna Mukama bya n'abalagira byonna Mukama by'ayogedde naye ku lusozi Sinaayi. Musa bwe yamala okwogera nabo, n'ateeka ekyokubikkako mu maaso ge. Naye Musa bwe yayingiranga mu maaso ga Mukama okwogera naye, n'aggyako ekyokubikkako okutuusa lwe yafulumanga. Kuva 34 tuli ku nnyiriri lwa 34. Naye Musa bwe yayingiranga mu maaso ga Mukama okwogera naye, n'aggyako ekyokubikkako okutuusa lwe yafulumanga. N'afulumanga n'ayogera n'abaana ba Isirayiri oyalagirwanga.
Praise Jesus.
Musa bwatyo
appeared with the seal of God on his forehead. Praise Jesus.
Kati siru eno,
now this seal,
yaka,
must be shining.
Kubanga ajituteekako,
because the one who puts upon us, it is the Holy Spirit.
Whom we know
is the one who makes the seal of God.
So
one who continue to broaden it, how does it look? And how is it made to appear to shine on your forehead? Praise Jesus. Because we heard Ephesians 4:30 that the Spirit is the one who seals. The Spirit of the Lord. Praise Jesus. But he seals only them who hear the gospel of the kingdom of God. Praise Jesus. Why does he do that? Because he himself is the one who gathered the Bible,
and
the one who gathered the words of this life, that we can get them. Now, how many are these sealed? But someone asks and says, the one of Satan is 666. The one of God is what number? Praise Jesus. Though the one that said we have to see, how does it come 666? Praise Jesus. Now they say the Spirit is the one who seals. And we know he gathered the Bible. And we know in gathering it, the Holy Spirit, we know him in the full. And
he's
made up of the seven spirits of God. Now we are going to be seeing of the seven seals. And we shall see, how does it come to be 3 times? Even though you're not going to be seeing it on his forehead, 777, it never writes itself. Praise Jesus. Its light is what shines out. I don't understand me. The light of wisdom of God, the light of understanding of God, the light of the counsel of God, that is the Spirit of counsel, the light of the Spirit of power, the light of the Spirit of knowledge, the light of the Spirit of the fear of God, is what comes out and shines, and the light of the Spirit of the Lord, and it is stamped together with his word and together with the Father. Praise Jesus. It is not going to come out as a number. What will come out will show you.
It
come a name of the Jerusalem city of heaven. It eventually shines in your forehead, or the name of the word, or the word name of the Father is what comes out of that shining as it shines. You cannot enter the kingdom of heaven when you have no seal of God. How? I don't wonder where you even pass.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's see Isaiah 34:16. Where we've gone here to see this, the Spirit of the Lord is the one who gathered the book of the Lord, and
he's
the one who sealed with seven seals. We are going to be looking at them.
Isaiah 34:16. Tewaliba ekiribulwa kinnaakyo, kubanga akamwa kange ke kalagidde, n'omwoyo gwe gwe gubikuŋŋaanyizza.
Nti omwoyo wa Mukama
yakuŋŋaanya
ekitabo
kya Mukama.
Wabula bw'aba alaga
mu kuŋŋaanyizibwa kwakyo, yagiteekako siri musanvu.
Kati ffe buli lwe tusoma omusana
gw'ekigambo kye,
siri ezo zitransformingibwa nga zijja mu
ffe
olw'omusana guno
ogw'ekigambo kya Katonda,
ayongera okutusiiringa ng'ayita mu njiri
nga
bwe
twawulidde.
Nti bwe twawulira
enjiri ne
tuteekebwako siri,
we were sealed with the seal of the Holy
Spirit.
Now the light of the gospel, when it shines in us, the seal of God is done within us, and the Holy Spirit takes it from his words or the words of the Father,
which
he writes within us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now here Bible is shown in heaven
in
Revelation 5, and it has seven seals. Revelation 5 from verse 1.
Ndaba mu mukono gwa ddyo ogw'oyo eyali atudde ku ntebe ekitabo ekiwandiikiddwa munda ne ku ngulu ekisibiddwa ennyo obubonero musanvu. Ne ndaba malayika ow'amaanyi ng'abuulira n'eddoboozi ddene nti, ani asaanidde okwanjuluza ekitabo n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo omusanvu?
Revelation 5 from verse
3.
Praise Jesus. We have had a book with seven seals. Praise Jesus. And these seals, the Holy Spirit is the one who puts them on it.
Take
out the fullness of his seven spirits. Praise Jesus. Now this book, in heaven and on earth, none appeared who could take away its seals, except the one who had the seven spirits. According to Revelation 5:5. Revelation 5:5.
Omu ku makadde n'angamba nti, tokaaba, laba empologoma w'omu kika kya Yuda, ekikolo kya Dawudi, yawangula okwanjuluza ekitabo n'obubonero bwakyo omusanvu. Naye ndaba wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina wakati w'abakadde omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
Praise Jesus.
Yalina siru ya Katonda.
The one who had the seal of God is the
one
who can take away the seals from this book. But that seal is made of the seven spirits of God, and these are the seven eyes of God. That is the reason why the Holy Spirit put upon the seal of God, you must be within the gospel of the kingdom of God, which was gathered by him, the Holy Spirit. Now all the gospels you get elsewhere, they cannot give you the seal of God, for you're going to get the seal of the devil through them. You must be very careful of those gospels which you hear. If it's not in the word of God,
and
it's not explained properly in its righteousness, you must avoid it, because you may end up with the seal of the devil. The Holy Spirit, that's why he warns us. And it speaks in Galatians chapter 1 verse 6 verse 2-10. If someone brings another gospel, and they think to be a letter from apostles or an angel from heaven, and they bring another gospel, let them be eternally condemned. Why do they give us the right to condemn them? For if the gospel changes, Christ has to change, and the Spirit has to change, and the seal has to change, you must get the one of the devil.
Yesu yebaze.
Praise Jesus.
Kino yensonga lwache enjiri
ebulirwa. This is the reason why the gospel is preached.
Era lwache ne bamaleka bajenjira.
And why even the angel delights in
being. Okutasa abantu abangi.
To save the many people. They will get the light of the word of God.
Kati Satani kyakora.
Now what Satan did.
Amakanisa nagajjako
enjiri. The churches, the gospel was taken out of them.
Babira mukuyimba.
They are in singing.
Na kusaba.
And in praying.
Kati nesinamanyi oba mukusaba
nokuyimba. I don't know whether through prayer and singing.
Oba mumufundira siyo.
That is where you get seal.
Okusaba kutufu.
Prayer which is right.
Okusinza kutufu.
Worshiping is right.
Ekirungi okusinza kitutegeera.
But it is good to worship what you understand.
Okusaba oyo gwetutegeera obulungi.
And to pray the one we get to understand properly.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga tusinza nga tukitegeera.
What we worship when we don't understand it.
Tusobola kisinza mukutufu bwacho.
We cannot worship it in righteousness.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati bobera neme gino musango.
Now when you have the seven spirits.
Osobola okujjako siri ku
kitabu. You can take off the seal from the book.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Wabula kati manya kino.
But know this. Anytime we reveal the gospel, and the spirit writes it in your mind, in your understanding, that is why I make the light.
And
out of it gets a precious stone,
and
it begins to shine within you. That's that same gospel written within you, and it gets a precious stone out of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kino,
now know of this,
mutukufu,
that the Holy Spirit,
enjiri,
when he brings the gospel,
he
passes this to the seven spirits, from the Father,
no mwana,
and the Son,
omoyo mutukufu,
and the Holy Spirit,
na asala wana okula bikambi musango,
crosses to appear the seven spirits.
Era bitulina okuulira,
and what we have to hear,
bwe bibate biri mu moyo wa mukama,
if there is not a spirit of the Lord,
tulaga Katonda omu wa
mashi, show us the one true God,
ne Kristo Yesu gwe yatuma,
and Jesus Christ is sent.
Tweta kwa moyo wa mukama,
we need the spirit of the Lord to glorify his word,
agulumiza kitafu,
and who glorifies the Father.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
Mwecho tuba tulina okubanga tufuna omwoyo wa magezi.
In that we must be getting the spirit of wisdom. And when you go in the church and you don't grow in wisdom of God, you don't grow in understanding, you don't grow in the counsel of God, you don't grow in the power of God, you don't grow in knowledge of God, you don't grow in fear of God. You know the spirit of the Lord is not the one in that place. You may see the spirit of power in that place, or you see miracles being done. There is no spirit of counsel of God pleasant. There is no knowledge and there is no understanding. You know you are in a very wrong place.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
the question comes. They in religion, what are they on? All days they sit down there. They don't add on anything on the wisdom of God. Not even understanding. They wake up, put their speakers as you hear them, and they begin to shout. Praise Jesus. But this thing also came in salvation. And our time ceases to be of giving the Holy Spirit. And we get time to pray for our things we need. Now, I don't know whether you prove you have the seal of God. You who is always in such things. You don't want to know. You don't want to understand. But know these words. The Holy Spirit gathered them carefully. And he kept the seal which comes out of this word.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It
comes out of the words of the kingdom.
He
says this in Revelations 1. As he was gathering the Bible. Revelations 1. From verse
4. Yokana, erye kanisa omusanvu ezomu Asia. Ekisa kibeerenga nammwe n'emirembe. Ebiva eri oyo abaawo era eyabaawo era gy'okubeerawo era gy'okubaawo era ebiva eri emyoyo omusanvu egiri mu maaso g'entebe ye era ebiva eri Yesu Kristo omujulirwa omwesigwa omubereberye w'abafu n'abafuga bakabaka b'omu nsi atwagala era eyatusumulula mu bibi byaffe olw'omusaayi gwe.
Yes,
praise Jesus. These words of this book, which is holy, they come from the Father, from the Son, and from the seven spirits of God.
bitegekebwa
they are prepared
emirundi musanvu
70 times
kitegeza birina okubanga bikuwa amagezi ga
Katonda must be giving you the wisdom of God and they give you understanding
bikuwa okutesa kwa Katonda
they give you the counsel of God
bikuwa amanyi ga Katonda
they give you the power of God
bikuwa okumanya Katonda
they give you the knowledge of God
bikuwa okutya Katonda
they give you the fear of God
ye moyo wa mukama
that is the spirit of the Lord the Holy Spirit and it ends up glorifying the Father and the Son not glorifying pastors not priests not even those ministers when you see a spirit glorifying those people that is not the spirit of God praise Jesus
now
those, this word we are saved by the Holy Spirit himself and
he's
waiting them here that he may seal them for he speaks and he says that when they had the gospel and they were sealed with the seal of the Holy Spirit
yes, he was
praise Jesus
and
that's why I tell you this word
he
purifies it 70 times
just
like a purified stone you may see them just here like that but they are worthy more than even a purified stone to be treasured the words of the kingdom of God
Zaburi 12:6 Zaburi 12:6 Ebigambo bya Mukama byebigambo ebirongoofu nga feeza egezebwa mu kyoto ku nsi erongoosebwa emirundi musanvu
Byebigambo bya Mukama bwebiti
Those are the words of the Lord like that
Ebigambo birongoofu
They are pure words
Birongoosebwa emirundi
musanvu They are purified 70 times
Jemi omusanvu
jo Those are the seven spirits you hear of
Era bwobwo biwulira tolina kwongera tolina kendeza
You shouldn't add within them or subtract from them
Abo wafe ebiragire ebyo
That's where the commands came from
Byowulira mu kyamateeka
nnyo Which you have thrown
me for
Verse 1 and 2
Toyongera nga mu kigambo kino
Add on this word
Era tokendeza
And do not subtract from it
Ye kubikulwa biri mu
bibiri That is Revelation 22:18-19
19,
not subtract from them, not even add on them. The other, do not distort or twist these words. Don't mean it the way you want it. Leave it to mean what it means. Praise Jesus. That is why he tells you. In Isaiah 29, verse 15 and 16,
that they go
under the sea and they distort things and they distort the word of God. When he tells you baptize in a flowing river, in the kingdom of heaven, it means something. It means the word. It means the Holy Spirit.
It
flows from the throne of God as streams of living waters. Revelation 22, verse 1. Now, when
he
distorts it and you baptize within a pool or in a bucket what are you doing let me tell you give people another seal you make them get the seal of the devil they cannot see of the seal of God that's why the Bible continues to warn them
2
Peter chapter 3 from verse 15 and 16 that they distort scriptures and they can't just as they distort others for their own destruction when you go to the church or in that religion and you find it not teaching command by command scripture by scripture here a little and there a little do not waste your time to sit there because the Holy Spirit asks openly in Isaiah 28 verse 9 and 13 that to whom will he teach knowledge and to whom will he make to understand what is preached for it has to be command by command command by command there are two commands or four commands scripture by scripture at least two scriptures or four scriptures here a little and there a little at least two chapters or two books through which you've gotten that issue praise Jesus now all the stories you hear there is a spirit responsible of them on those teachings just as we heard in 1 Timothy 4 that the Spirit speaks openly that the people get out of truth and they will be following deceiving spirits and the teaching of the demons
and they are
sealed with their spirits like an old iron.
In
their teaching, you are being engraved the number 666.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
God
who saves us. For he preaches the truth to us as it moves.
Or
the seal of God.
He
will not tell you get the seal of God.
He will
tell you and teach you how it looks like and how it's made. Don't go to a place and they say, we here we seal people with the seal of God. And you go that you are sealed. As long as I've got where they sealed from, let me put my forehead, they seal me with the seal of God. God tells you his seal and he tells you how you're going to get it.
The
generations are moving on. People are going to reach a time and they will call them to be sealed. If they call people today and they tell them God said this day we cloth only white that we are righteous and holy. And is holiness through that?
It's
not in clothing white garments. Righteousness and holiness comes from faith. According to Romans 10. From verse
9,
that a person believes in their heart to be saved, and that believing, Romans 10:17 tells you, faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. Anytime you hear the word of God, and you do it, then you are given righteousness. Praise Jesus. For even faith without works, it is death. According to James 2.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the seal of God, it is done within his word. The Holy Spirit
gathered
and he purified his words that they can come out when they are treasured, which he can do as the seal which shines within you. Praise Jesus.
They
write within the name of the Lord, the city. You cannot be there without it. For as they look at you, they ask you where you
trust.
How comes you have no name of God on you? How comes you have no name of a city?
It
is not on the forehead that is written all this, but in the changing of the lightings, when it comes out, those names appear. Note that anytime you are in a city, you walk when you are shining every time. Note the face is clear.
But when it is
that the Holy Spirit wants them to shine all of them to see his as they pull it out to shine and it's not shining. You know Jesus had that seal, but not every time he opened the seal and they showed it. When he went on a mountain, that's when it came out and shouted. Others saw it even. It is put on your body which comes from heaven given you when you get born again. I don't know whether you see what goes in. Praise Jesus. There's someone saying, maybe now God wants us to be studying all days. Praise Jesus. To fulfill the only the other. Do not forsake fellowship.
Even
as you see the days drawing closer.
Why?
Because those days Satan is working so much. We must be seeking so much knowledge that we may be saved from his schemes. And when we fellowship, the one with the word of wisdom, the one without understanding, the one who is who's revealed of something, the one with the dream, the vision, all let them be brought out for profiting. If in them there is no word of God, do not bring them.
But
no one can build that us without the word.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we shall continue to know these words according to John 6, verse 63.
And
the words he says unto us are spirit. You may see this Bible here and you joke with it. And we read it here, you're joking with it.
These
words the spirit when he gets it in the Bible and he gives it in us. And he gathers your stone as he writes it within you, which is going to be made a seal out of it. Of wisdom, of understanding, of the counsel of God, The power of God, that is the spirit of power. Of the knowledge of God, the spirit of power, knowledge. And the fear of God, that is the spirit of fear of God. And the ones of God, that is the spirit of the Lord. It is to say the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
John 6:63. Omubiri gwe gule omubiri teguliko kyegugasa gambo byembagambye gwe mwoyo gwe bulamu
nti ebigambo bino bituulire biri mu Bible.
These words we hear from the Bible,
mwoyo mwenyini,
it is the spirit himself, is the one who makes a seal.
Ati gwe munyome,
now you despise him,
tola muyongera mu,
you subtract and add within him,
nyora,
you twist and distort his words.
Obagendo olimbire mu gojala bikinava,
lie within it, you see what will happen. And
they
will never cease to be. All things will come to an end. But the word of God will never end. That's why the Bible proves it. That
you
must become a letter through which we minister. According to
2
Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1-6. Anytime we minister, the Spirit gets these words and writes within you. After he writes within you, he makes a stone out of them, which shines from your forehead, and it makes the seal of God. Now ask yourself, if you are in any church or in any synagogue, and
truly there are no words
the Spirit can write within you, what are you on there? And how do you prove you are of God? For the one of God must have been written in the word of God, and there is a traceable things made out of these words. How will you prove to God? That's why religions, if I was Abaddon, I would have passed
many,
those who passed the people in those religions.
There
are the blind folks standing on the door to the kingdom of God. They hinder everyone who tries to enter. And the person gives you their time and their fellowship, and you give them other things instead of giving them what God expects. For he speaks of that servant, he wants to give his colleagues food in season, and he says Jesus has
laid,
and he goes to drink with the drunkards and even beats his brethren and refuses to feed them, and they are worthy to hear the word of God.
Let's
see of this stone, and we go in questions. What is beyond this stone, we shall speak of it, which makes the seal of God. When we shall add them on the day of Tuesday, then we come back to see the seal of the devil. 666. That funny black stone, which is made through the false gospels, the false miracles. Revelations 2, from verse
16. Kale mwenenye naye bw'otenenye naye bw'otolyenenya ejjinja gy'oli mangu era ndirwana n'abo n'ekitala eky'omukamwa kange. Alina okutwawulira omwoyo kyagamba ekkanisa. Awangula ndimuwa ku mmanu eyakwekebwa era ndimuwa ejjinja ejjeru. Era ku jjinja muwandiikibwako erinnya erijja. Omuntu yenna lyatamanyi wabula aweebwa.
Praise Jesus.
Ku jjinja eryo,
that stone,
erikolebwa,
which is given you,
and it
comes from the words of the kingdom of God, to make a seal which is going to shine out of you. Remember when we shall see this body, which comes from heaven, which is given us, it is of precious stones. One of the stones which are in is the stone with the seal, and it is part of your body. It's not heavy when you have it.
For
when you hear the words, are they heavy in you? Do you feel these words heavy within you? The
other
stone was done with precious. And it cannot have evidence in it for its power. Praise Jesus. That stone has a name. Your name you first possessed before the world was. Psalms 90. The Lord, you were our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were, before you molded the earth and its fullness. He knows you beyond you know yourself. Listen very carefully. In Ephesians, Ephesians 1:3, he says, praise
be
the Lord of our Father, Master Christ Jesus. He who blessed us in the heavenly realms, as he chose us long time within him, before the world was. We were where he was, and we had our right names where he is. They come back within that. Repeat that verse, Revelation
2:17. Awangula ndi muwa ku manu yakwekebwa.
Ani amanyi manu yakwekebwa?
Who knows the hidden manna?
Waji. Amina. Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Koyo chechama.
That is the mystery of God.
Ino yokutuliako
ni. And that's the one we are eating up to now.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Ebigambo bino.
These words.
Bitondeddwa kankano
sasi kuvanda. They have been written right now, not from long time. Isaiah 48. That is the hidden manna. Do you think other thing in heaven is food? The Lord hid it. Yet the word of God, it is the food itself, which comes from heaven and brings life. John 6:25 to down. They were revealed of him at
first. And they can get
his mysteries which concern him. Here we are eating the word. We eat this food which is sacred, which concerns the kingdom of God.
Revelation
17.
Wabula awewa.
Ndi awewa ye kali bali
nje.
Ero lye unya no lye unya kubanga ko olijukira.
For what we given you, remember it.
Una kulubana abanga tumazo vano.
When we shall get out of the flesh.
Shiru yera bisidwa
bonje. Your seal has appeared very well.
Eri nyali jja kuba
kwe. And your name will be on this stone.
Ngoja uko nteka.
And you get it out and you see yourself.
Yenze kuni.
It is me so and so.
Yenze
njukira. Yet I've remembered.
Twali keno.
We were here. I've remembered.
That name
alone will remind us where we were. Even right now,
has the
land we can look through the mirror and we see what is coming ahead. Praise Jesus. Now that seal, that is how it's molded. And
we are
going to see what body it's put within on the other day.
Their
names are these. Revelation
3:12. Awangula, ndi mufula empaji, muyekalu. Muyekalu ya katonda
wana.
You're going to ask how do you come a pillar. The other body given us. It is full of precious stones. And is you called as a pillar. In the kingdom of God. According to the other body we get from heaven. 2 Corinthians 5 speaks of it. They have to count you as a pillar. But many seasons, many have never become pillars.
But
they have never gotten that body.
Revelation 3:12. Awangula ndi mufuula empagi mu yeekaalu ya Katonda wange. So talifuluma nate bweru. Nange ndiwandiika ku ye erinnya lya Katonda wange. N'erinnya ly'ekibuga kya Katonda wange, Yerusaalemi ekijja, ekikka okuva mu ggulu eri Katonda wange, n'erinnya lyange erijja.
Naye Mukama waffe Yesu
ajatutegeka
erirye.
You put upon us his name and of the Father and of the city.
Bonna babitegeka
within that seal.
Katosobola kuba mu Yerusalemu
kyomu.
Nga tebakukakasa nga tolina siru ya
Katonda.
Waliyo abalowooza bagenda kusima Golinga.
That they are going to smuggle within to enter Jerusalem. It is impossible.
What do I
say?
What do you say?
As I am dying, I am going to repent and enter heaven. Friend,
it's
things you are joking about. He is a God of order. He's not a God of disorder.
There's
nothing he does when he's not planning it. Heaven was prepared very well, and you don't just enter within it. You shall see what's beyond that, on that body, and where the seal is put, as we shall have finished. We shall continue to know of the seal of the devil.
5 or 6.
God bless you. Except you have a question.
Let's
speak quickly, we have 10 minutes. Praise Jesus. Me, the question I have, Apostle. The question I have. It concerns when they were fallen, who fell in hell. There are people who fell in hell 10, 20 plus years back. But we see that hell is going to come and work right on earth. There are people
that
are going to find who are alive on earth. But I calculated, the people are going to experience on earth. Be equated with the pain the ones are experiencing in hell right now.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
The
Bible says,
Ezekiel 18,
that when the righteous person trusts their righteousness, and they sin, and they die, in unrighteousness. Nothing of anything the righteous acts is ever done, which will be remembered. Why? According to 2 Peter chapter
3,
verse 8 and to 10, the one day before God is like 1,000 years. That is Psalms 90, verse 1 to 3. Now, what happens to someone if they are fallen in hell? The day they fall, it's like they are fallen there 3,000 years back. All of them are the same. The same pain. Everything is the same. Even the day they will be working here, there will not be a difference from hell. It's the same. For hell, it is not properly aligned. It's not orderly. According to Proverbs, Proverbs 9, hell has no order. There are rocks falling. There are spears rotating. Now on the day of the world is going to look like that. And the mountains are running. And the stars are falling. And the swords are moving all over. For it is shown that the world is going to be devastated, turned upside down. What has been up will get down. According to Isaiah 24, the world has to be rotated, devastated down, turned upside down. What is down will be up. Now people will be powering up from up, getting down. We shall study it on the day of the Lord. We have ever studied it at the other place, as we are Seguku. Even hell, you know the direction where it's leading you. Remember the men working in hell, they are going to come here. The great switch is going to happen on earth. Just as hell is, even that's what will happen here. the world will be very wild and hard. And pray so much
God
that will be among the ones who will be lifted up to go and meet him. That we save the troubles of this world. We shall be up there on screens watching. You know, the spirit springs from this Jerusalem city, right? Just as you see here. You see the lampstands, seven of them. They are in the central. But he sends those powers of the Holy Spirit within the sun. And they come from to planet Earth through the colors of the rainbow. He's going to be scanning whatever is happening on Earth, and we are watching it from heaven. We are going to be watching whatever is happening down here. And you're looking. Let us wait for them here to judge them. No one is going to have mercy upon. Mercy is right here today. There is nothing to have mercy with. For we shall be heading to judgment. We shall sit to wait to judge even the fallen angels. There's no person who judges when they are not hungered. You must judge when you are full of anger. How can you rejoice of seeing when you are seeing it? They are to be melted and destroyed. And the spirit of judgment, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord will be upon us.
But
to all who refuse to fear God, things will be the same. Anyone with another question? Praise the Lord.
One day
I was sitting in my sitting room eating the word.
And I think it was by Urim.
And I got an experience, an encounter.
The seven spirits of God, ne mpulira the bozingalinga amanti. Naye izo si the seven continents. Na list mind continents ziri musanvu.
So
sibe bantu abali mu continents omusanvu eziri munsi.
So I had an encounter of the seven spirits, and a voice told me, "Are these not the seven continents in the world?" So I went
to the phone
and I saw seven continents on Earth.
Then after like 3 days, my son asked, "Seven spirits, mutume bya tuigiriza." Are they the seven continents?
So my son also asked me 3 days that the seven spirits the apostle teaches, are they the seven continents?
There is some connection.
So I confirmed.
What do you say about that?
That perhaps is a connection.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. The Spirit prepared this world just as we see our nation how it was called. And prepared with seven mountains.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Even the world was prepared that it can work properly within it. They work by His plan. It is not us who demarcated the world, but Acts 17, from verse 20 unto
13,
he said that he put boundaries of all people, and each one was put in where they are, that they may be best there to seek him. Now, himself, the Holy Spirit demarcated the world, and he put them on their seven. You shall see Acts 17. Let's read from verse 29. We shall not just speak about it, but let us read it. Acts 17, verse 29.
Kale, we tuli ezadde lya Katonda, tekitugwanira kulowoozanga nti Katonda afaanana zaabu oba feeza oba jjinja. Ebyo zaabu oba feeza oba jjinja. Ebyolebwa n'obukabakaba n'amagezi g'abantu. Kale Katonda ebiro ebyo eby'obutamanya. Bikola abatume 17 olunyirwa 25. So taweerezebwa mikono gy'abantu ng'eyeetaaga ekintu, kubanga oyo y'abawa bonna obulamu n'okussa omukka ne byonna. yakola okuva kuumu buli gwanga ly'abantu okutuulanga ku nsi enjuyi zonna. Bwe yalagira n'ayawulamu ebiro n'ensalo ez'okutuula kwabwe.
He's the one who parted the boundaries. And the seven boundaries is the one who made them. He knows that you have to come in Africa. The other will go to Asia. The other to go in Europe. But why they are put there? That is the next verse 27.
Ikola abatu 17:27 olunyiriro 27. Banoonyenga Katonda mpozzi bawammante okumulaba newankubadde nga tali wala wa buli omu ku ffe.
That is not far. Now the Holy Spirit demarcated his boundaries. That people will place there to seek God.
Now
others are right there. We are in Europe. We are Africans. What are you doing there? We don't know. You are put there because we are born here. But the Spirit has an intention behind.
It
was right when he was telling him these words.
If
the one who puts his seven boundaries, what will they have an excuse about? There are things we are not going to reason with God. And you reason that I was here and you never knew me, Lord.
And he says the
boundaries are seven and their mind are the seven coordinates. And I put you there that I may seek God. And I even wrote the book of the Lord for you. And I gathered it and said, look within the book of the Lord and read. Everyone in the boundaries you have put.
Acts 17:28. Abewamwe abayiya bwe bagamba nti kubanga era tuli zadde lye 29 kale bwe tuli ezadde lya Katonda tekitugwanira kulowoozanga nti Katonda afaanana zaabu oba feeza oba jjinja ebyolebwa n'obukabakaba n'amagezi g'abantu.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
That
God we move within and live within him. Colossians chapter 1, 15,
and
29 speaks of him and is our master Jesus. What is in heaven and on earth there within him?
Now,
if Jesus, you want to equate to your house or to that your car,
you see Jesus.
That is not Jesus.
He's
not equated to gold, not even silver,
which
are melted by the human.
Must
build houses and make cars. After you claim Jesus has a reason for me.
Yes, he
was. Praise Jesus. Another asking a question. Let's pass quickly. Time is past.
Abo Luganda, yes, he was.
Brethren, praise Jesus.
Nzembuza ndi ejinjeryo. Oboli ulira munda mukwe gwengo omuntu abalifunye.
I am asking that stone, do you feel it within you as a person who has gotten it?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Womo yake birabyonna.
The spiritual person searches out all things. He cannot be searched.
Bakolisi isoke sura ya 2.
First Corinthians chapter 2.
Ejja kwano kulotwa kunyoro
mwenda. Answer from verse 9.
Pa 14.
On to 14.
Bona bango tuse kuleve
ekabe. When you reach that level of searching.
Ojja kebire roja kulango.
You search it out and you feel it within you. Any other
question?
You may say perhaps it's not there.
Answer.
That is the answer. Let's go there.
Tutandika tusome olunyiriro 14.
Akolinsa ekisooka esula ya 2 olunyiriro 14.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14.
Naye omuntu owomuka obukka takkiriza bya mwoyo gwa Katonda. Kubyanga bya busirusiru gyali. Era tayinza kubitegeera. Kubanga bikeberebwa na mwoyo. Naye omuntu owomwoyo akebera byonna. Naye ye yennyini takeberwa
No one can check you out. And you reach a time and you search yourself and you know. I have it, it's here. I feel it. I see it. I will tell you. How do you see it and how do you feel it? In the right seasons.
Yes, you have it.
Praise Jesus. The spiritual man searches all things. You reach a level and you can search out everything. Even when they search you out, they cannot see it. Even when they cut off the head and they go search it out. You reach a level and you are on it, and you can be able to search it out, and you will see it.
God bless you.
Anyway, another question. God bless you. Praise Jesus.
Zembuza banabagamba microchip ate bo bayimiride batya. Batugamba nti microchip triple six yastan nabo ne batubulizabuliza. Doctor ine maze banga dene nyonge tambula
muzi. I am asking the people speaking of the microchip that is the triple six, what do they exactly mean and what is it?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes,
all those are the schemes of the devil.
For
we've heard in 1 Timothy chapter 4 that the other is seared like an hot iron on your spirit. The other thing, they are written by an iron pen. Just as we heard in Jeremiah 17. Now this they try to do. This is trying to confuse us.
And
to search out, they will fear it, want to fight that they may beat you quickly. But on the other Tuesday, as we started at Seal, they will tell that here is where there is wisdom and understanding. For the number is the name of that person. You must first understand the person, then you understand his number. All these ones are just confusing us. The chips are in dogs. Let me ask, the dogs of America are not going to heaven because they have chips. When I listen to Romans, Romans 8:18-22, that all creations will be given liberty to enter the glory of the children of God. But I ask myself, those dogs will not go. Not every sheep. Praise Jesus. And don't fear every sheep. They are looking for they will come out and fight in fresh, that they can destroy you when it's early. But Bible warned that here is where there is wisdom and understanding. We need wisdom and understanding, that you may know how things will be handled. You don't rush on them. Don't speak so much on their chips. This number has taken many years working. Bible says, Thessalonians, that this mystery has taken a long time working. It has been working through what? It has been working for some time. Thessalonians, you see it on Tuesday. But let's read briefly right there. This secret and mystery has been working. Second Thessalonians 2:3.
Omuntu yenna tabalimbalimbanga mu kigambo kyonna, kubanga olunaku olwo terulijja wabula ng'okwawukana kuli kumaze okubaawo. Era omuntu oli ow'okwonoona ng'alimala okubikkulwa, omwana ow'okuzikirira.
Tumala kubikkula muntu oyo.
We have to first reveal that person. And we shall know what is called his number. And has it been working? We shall know that person on Tuesday. Who is he and his number? And why is he called 666? All that you have to know it on Tuesday. Don't be confused. All these are confusing you. Now the question is this. If they tell you it's the chip, how are you going to fight for yourself? You're not awake and you're going to fight something where you have no weapons to fight. Even where you run to, you don't know. And you end up falling in the same thing. Let me go to the prophet to prophesy upon me. Perhaps I have a chip, see how you fall in the same number. These are trapping you. And they make you confused and you fall rather in the same trap of them. You end up falling in the wrong hands. You must be wise, very careful. You may even fail to eat. God will tell you even in the goats, the chip is there, even in the meat. Pork is within the Illuminati. You shall not eat pork. The pork is for Illuminatis. Even perhaps the seal is within it. You must be very careful. Get wisdom from the word of God. Now they put things, fear not eat them.
Yes, to food.
Jesus, we are dead. The end is arrived.
Satan does
his tricks of threatening people. Remember, they know that the threat doesn't fear any great person. They will tell you even when you go to the gospel. They will threaten you and you fall rather in their hands. Those are tricks to threaten you. Don't
first
fear and be threatened.
Thessalonica 2:4. Aziyiza era yeegulumiza okusinga buli kintu ekiyitibwa Katonda. Oba ekisinzibwa n'okutuula n'atuula mu yeekaalu ya Katonda nga yeeraga yekka nti ye Katonda.
And he sits proclaiming his God. That's what you're going to see. How does he sit in the temple of God? And what is the temple? Where is it? Do you think it's the building? The temple. It is you yourselves.
You
state the Holy Ghost within you. Seated within, claiming it's God.
Moving,
that your God is moving.
You
thought will come in the building and you sit within it. The temple they speak of is another. And he shows himself. He's not going to come. And he will prove and show himself as God. He will show himself through many miracles, many signs, which confuse, even to call fire from up. The men would have sent speaking like gods. You'll be seeing it.
I'll
see how it is done.
Thessalonica 2:5. Temujjukira nga bwe nali nga nkyali gye muli nababuulira ebyo era ne kaakano ekirobera mukimanyi
nti waliwo amadde amulobera.
There's something that's been hindering him to come and appear.
Kati ono amulobera.
Now the one hindering him is what they beat and put aside.
Tebaakuba nti Omwoyo Mutukuvu
gwe baakuba. They used us ourselves to chase the Holy Spirit out of us. But the Spirit alone hindered this to move on.
He's
the one who revealed secrets of Satan quickly. What they did, and they took us out of the world, and the Holy Spirit put them aside. We rather claim to call it the Holy Ghost. He is the one who was hindering it.
They would
be able to reveal to us what is happening. As long as they have finished him out of the people. Now they have come out openly. And no one stops them. And no one reveals to you.
Thessalonians 2:6. Era ne kaakano ekirobera mukimanyi alyoka abikkuke mu ntuuko ze. Kubanga ne kaakano ekyama eky'obujeemu weekiri kikola.
Kyali kikola.
It is working. 6 has been working, it's working. Even the apostles, when they were there, it was working. Even the Old Testament, it was working. You think it's coming today in a chief. Yet even the apostles say the secret is working. Power of lawlessness. It has been working, stealing people. Began to train you with the chief and you're going to end up falling in the same trap. For already they have planted. They have put that this is a church everywhere. Now you should think you're running from the church. Fall at their base. They have a program even saying that they have to reach time. And an agent is what reigns over the church in a certain place. And they call it the church, but an agent of Lucifer is leading it. That's why that began in Israel. And the church of the place, and that's where the best of the devil is. And the synagogues of the devil. Whoever tries to run to go and pray, they would rather fall within the traps of the devil. And they feel that God will pray. That's why God reveals and warns and says, I know you are there, my son, in the synagogue of Satan. Get away from there. You shouldn't rush within this hour. And don't hear anything threatening you. That the rock is going to strike the wall. Let me go and pray. You calm down. You first look
here.
Those rocks have been in the space for many years. These ones are threatening you to run and fall in their things. And they bring messages every time. Another rock drawing to planet Earth. That you run to fall in their churches. Our master told us, don't rush. When they say he's on a mountain, and they say he's here, don't rush.
Second Thessalonians 2:7.
Even with them who love him and yearn for him alone.
He
can take it, power is there, Holy Ghost receive. And the Holy Spirit say, we are dead. All of them have abandoned me. He alone has been able to hinder them. They don't accept to give him even time.
There's
nothing like knowing him. You just call Holy Ghost. This Holy Ghost is the same as the Spirit of the Lord. The demon which is holy is the Holy Spirit. And you go. You don't know what it is. The one they took away him alone can hinder him. As long as they fought him from us and they knew. We began little, we are feeling him. I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. He is moving. He touches you. And we ended
up
that. But they told you he has to be in us.
He is
the one who hinders them. And they were going to fight Satan. They need the spirit of wisdom and understanding to fight the other one. Down the tell you is the way the spirit of wisdom and understanding is. They will have wisdom and understanding. We shall know how it is.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
that secret power,
don't
think it comes with a microchip today. It has taken long working. And it's a secret. They know you can take the microchip out of yourself. And they know it doesn't go on your spirit. And they know the spirit is what goes to hell. The body is buried here. The others are corn men. God bless you.